This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
It's time to catch up with Milo. There's more sport to talk about in the lead up to eight right here on Triple M.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M. We're talking basketball. It all happens out the Ice House. MG Plaster, South East Coast Basketball League. Regular commentator. Good morning, Matty Sutton.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, Matty, we had round 7 of 15, and looking at the men last Wednesday night, Panthers 74 defeated Cougars 55, as expected. Bulldogs Red 86 defeated Roos 67. But the game I want to centre on, Cats 93, Cade Bradley 20, Josh Murphy 20, Aiden Schultz 15 defeated Bulldogs Blue 87, Simon Burke field regulation 30, Matty Black 23 and Bro Luke Black 15. So good hit out there for the boys.
Yeah, really good, good game, exciting game. Both teams have a lot of, you know, players that can put the ball in the hole. And that was evident. They probably just had a few issues trying to stop each other.
And the women, Cougars got a forfeit over Bulldogs Roos. Now, Cats 88, the Winter Girls, Emily 34, Georgia with 17 and Alana with 17. Won't forget Lucy Denton. Likewise, they defeated Panthers 62. She's had a good season. Youngster Tara Bryant, 19. Alicia Duncan, 14. And Sarah Kroot, 12. So Panthers pushed the Cats.
Yeah, they did. I think Emily Winter, as we know, is always going to be the hardest working player on the court and a really good asset for her team. But really good to see Tara Bryant continuing her good form and such a threat from the perimeter.
Now, all the action on the weekend was up at Keith because the new innovation, Beth Searle and Peter Seabone have obviously had a bit to do with this. Limestone Coast Basketball League, Round 1, Mount Gambier Chemist King Lakers, Millicent Mac Jagger Magic, Narracourt Kings and Keith in Bordertown. You coach the Lakers side, so great innovation and opportunity for particularly the youngsters to have a hit out at a higher level.
Yeah, it's just another pathway for our, you know, beyond Lakers juniors to play basketball. Full credit to those that got the job done and created the league, and full credit to Keith for putting on a really good weekend.
And looking ahead, it'll all happen round two of that comp, 16th and 17th of January at the Ice House, so bring it on there. Now back to the local comp tonight, and it's in the men, round 8 of 15, the last one before the Christmas break. Your selections, Bulldogs Blue take on Panthers?
I'd go the Panthers. I think Bulldogs Blue just won't have the firepower.
And Bulldogs Red and Cougars, third versus fourth, mini-final?
I'd say if Cougars have a full team, I'd go the Cougars. But at the same time, it'd be a really good game to watch.
Lucky last in the men, Roos, fifth. Gee, they'd be happy if they can knock off Cats second, but it's a big ask.
Yeah, I think it's a big ask, and the Cats will get that one.
And we won't forget the girls. Perhaps their best chance for a win, Bulldogs-Roos combination will take on Panthers, who will be looking for their second win.
Yeah, if Bulldogs can shoot the ball well and they can speed the game up, they might have a chance, but I think the Panthers should get that game.
And perhaps over at Peter Seabone Stadium, the match of the round will be Saints versus Cougars, 3-2.
Yeah, I'd say the Saints should get this one. Kerelouzi hurt her ankle on the weekend, which is a big blow for the Cougars. So I'd say the Saints would have the edge in that contest.
Matty Sutton, no doubt you've been ice on those sore spots. We'll talk to you next week.
Will do. Thank you.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.